Hello everyone, my name is Colin and I'm a product marketing manager on Analysis Services. I'm going to give you a high-level overview of our new Analysis Services, which is part of Microsoft's overall BI capabilities to help organizations gain insights from their data. But first, let me give you a quick overview of our BI capabilities. Microsoft provides a powerful set of BI capabilities for IT pros, analysts, developers, and end users, and has been ranked as a leader in the BI space for many years. These capabilities include easy-to-use products and services like Power BI Desktop, as well as Power BI, to transform companies' data into rich visuals. They also include powerful tools and services like Analysis Services that enable you to create a semantic model on top of your data. So what is a semantic model? A semantic model is a way to connect multiple data sources and combine that into a single view, providing business users with an easy way to gain insights from that data without having to connect to the data source itself. SQL Server Analysis Services is Microsoft's premier service used for hosting on-prem semantic models. And now there is a new Analysis Services in the cloud called Azure Analysis Services, providing the same capability as the on-prem version for cloud and hybrid solutions. So with Azure Analysis Services, you can quickly spin up a server without the burden of managing infrastructure, plus scale up and down your data model to handle spikes in demand. So let's take a look at Azure Analysis Services now. So let's see how easy it is to get started and create Analysis Services in Azure. So once you've logged into your Azure portal, you go to More Services, and here in the filter, I can search for Analysis Services. I recommend selecting the star to actually put it in your favorites, and it will appear on the left pane. It's fairly simple to create a new service. We select add, and we're going to go through a few simple steps. The first being creating the server name. So we put in a cool server name. Then select your subscription, the resource group. Here I'm going to use an existing one, the location. So at preview, we'll have West Central US, South Central US, and West Europe. Then at GA, we'll have many more that will be online. And the last one is the pricing tier. So the pricing tier is by query processing unit. This is a unit of measure in Azure Analysis Services that represents the relative computational power based on query and processing performance. So there's also your cache sizes for your data model as well, from 25 gig to 100 gig. At GA, you'll also be able to scale up and down as needed, as well as pause. This is ideal for organizations that have cyclical use of their semantic models, enabling them to save on resources. There'll also be a dev test tier for dev test purposes only, not for production. So we select pin to dashboard, create, and we go back to our dashboard. So here's one I've previously created. It takes a couple of minutes. I'm just going to highlight a couple of capabilities here. One is, once you've created your service, access control. So access control lets you add users and assign them the right access level to manage Azure Analysis Services resources, like scaling up and down the resource to meet peak demands, or just being able to check on the resource health. There's also server administrators. This lets you add users who can connect to an Azure Analysis Services database and manage it using tools like SSMS. You can also go to Quick Start to get help, documentation, join the forums, and go to MSDM for more information. So now we've created our service, let's connect to it with our favorite visualization tool and start building reports and dashboards. So the first thing you're going to have to do is copy the whole server URL. So here I've copied it. I will bring up Power BI Desktop, my favorite visualization tool. Select Get Data, connect to our Analysis Services. I paste in my URL, connect live. And here it's going to connect and then bring up my models that I've previously deployed to my Azure Analysis Services. Here I have one already deployed, my Marketing CEO Cube. Then once I connect, it's going to bring up the metadata for all my tables. And then I can start building reports straight away. We'll just drag a couple of these fields across. We'll do a country field by profit. We'll add in some profit there. And we can see how profitable we are across the globe. And that's it. Pretty straightforward to get started. Only takes a couple of minutes and you have Azure Analysis Services running in the cloud. So I hope you can see how easy it is to get started with analysis services on Azure without the burden of building and managing infrastructure. We encourage you to try out the preview for your evaluation and testing purposes. The documentation will help you get started, including where to get the latest tools like SSDT and SSMS. And we would love your feedback through the Azure portal or the URL here. Thank you.